talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And it's a getaway Friday, February 19th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour, and the Exchange Club is up and running, joined in studio by Abby and Michelle. Got them both right that time.
That's right.
I prepared early.
Yes.
To get those names right.
Did you write our names down?
I did.
That's right.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I don't want to get into a topic right off the bat here,
mm-hmm.
but you two did something today.
Oh, gosh.
that I just learned of.
See?
I find that fascinating.
We always have things to talk about.
Yeah, but are you going to talk about it?
Oh, Botox?
You people got Botox.
We did.
Yeah.
This is so weird to me.
It's my first time.
It's not my first time.
But why?
Why not?
I mean, what's the main driver here? And don't give me that migraine stuff.
I don't like my little wrinkles by my eyes and
are
where
we
I
this
scowl.
Superficial? Is this where we are?
About this, yes.
I don't really think it's superficial. It's just whatever makes you feel better.
I feel better.
But that it's a superficial feel better. You don't like what you're seeing when you look in the mirror, so you have to go get it fixed.
I've never had that feeling, really, though, like that I have to go get it fixed.
I mean, me.
I really
happiness comes from the inside, not the outside.
I don't disagree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never really felt like that, but it's just one of those things that I was like, you know, why not?
But hey, milk, butter, cheese, Botox, let's go.
So totally. Listen, I've said before, my New Year's goals is like to do more things for myself.
That's the most egotistical New Year's goal I've ever heard in my life.
Self-care?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Scott, listen, I have, as a mom, many moms can relate, Michelle as well, like,
yes.
You just get too wrapped in and, like, up in everything your kids need.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you guys go to the child thing, and you're like, oh, there's old childless Scott, he can't comment on this.
Well, I can tell you.
I'm sure that you understand. You see, you're not blind. You see how busy I am with the kids, how busy Michelle is running here and there between work and the kids and doing this. Like, we get caught up and everyone else is happening. You don't get to take care of yourself.
But see, you don't know how people, you get caught up in things when people know you don't have kids. They ask you to do things they would never ask people to do who have kids. So you become crazy busy.
Yeah.
Or you take on projects you would never take on if you had kids.
I totally believe that.
Mm-hmm. But there's got to be something like, okay, so we, both of us, our kids are a little older. Well, you have one young one, but older now. And there was a definite time period where I did not do anything for myself ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hardly ever did anything for myself with the self-care. Like, working out, going to the gym. I never went and got Manny's, but nothing. Nothing. So, that's just like, I don't know. That's something I like to do, like,
right.
For myself. So, what do you like to do for yourself?
Nothing. I don't do anything for myself. Not like that.
There's got to be something, though, you like to do for yourself that makes you feel better.
I walk every day.
Well,
that's what
they
say.
Yeah, I do that.
So, and I walk. I walk as well.
I walked last night.
I walked the other night, too, when it was 20 out.
No, it wasn't 20 last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was lower than that.
Was it?
And the sidewalks are not clear.
No, they're not.
So I'm walking in the street.
Yeah.
So, you know, one way or another, I won't be on this program eventually.
I live by the schools, so the sidewalks are clear. So I walked the other night, I think Sunday. It was pretty, and I called my mom while I was walking, and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm walking outside. I need to get outside. That's another thing that makes me feel better.
Yeah, but I think Botox falls into a whole different category than walking. First of all, walking does not cost money. Walking, you don't have to go to a doctor's office. Walking is not, you're not looking at something every day, boy, I got to fix that blemish. This will make me feel so much better. This is so, and I, you know, I don't know that the long-term effects of Botox have been researched yet.
I've had it for 3 years, so I'm okay. Walking, though, does cost money. You have to buy shoes to walk.
It only lasts 3 months.
Right. What a waste.
You go
Every 3 months. Go again every 3 months.
So you're going to take a lot of selfies in this 3 month period?
No.
And then you'll be...
Nope.
How many selfies have you ever seen me take? Let's be real.
I don't do the selfies.
No, I think people have a little, do the selfies.
I think you would be surprised if you took a survey how many people get Botox.
I'm not saying you can't. This is America. You can do what you want.
That's right.
All I'm saying is that clearly the reasons you two described are very superficial reasons.
Right. It's not like I'm getting facelift. Right. That's like Botox is... No.
It's a slippery slope.
But it's cost efficient. It's not expensive.
How much does Botox cost?
For my amount that I get, it's like $12 a unit. It's like $100. It was like $100.
Every 3 months. Like 10 units?
Yeah.
It's not, a unit's not that much.
How much is a unit?
I don't know. I have to ask him. But the guy that does it, who I go to, he's very nice. He's not.
And they shoot you in the face.
Yep, with a needle.
Now, you won't get the vaccination, but you'll get the Botox.
Neither
will I. I'm scheduled for the vaccination.
Well, you vaccinated up. There you go. So what changed your mind?
Nothing. I mean,
I forget what you told me.
I want to see my sister, and I want to see
her
husband, and they, you know, I want to travel to go see them.
It's
so
for the good of America.
You couldn't say that? Nothing, and then we get the real answer.
I mean, it's
nothing,
answer,
comma.
It doesn't mean I feel better about taking it. I'm still pretty nervous about it.
Say that.
I'm still pretty nervous about it, but I would like to do things that I feel like, if I don't have it, will be riskier for the people around me.
I've just known so many people who've got it now who are fine.
I actually want to get it, but I can't. Because, one, it has been 90 days since I've had corona, and I don't think you're supposed to get it. And, two, I'm going to start work, and I can't afford even, like, a few days to be down.
That's right. Today, let's announce it. Today's the day, the opening day.
Okay, well, we're looking at March 3rd.
Yes, you said
March
you were
going
to announce that March 3rd. The root beer stand will be opening on March 3rd.
Yay.
What is that, a Monday?
It's a Wednesday. It's getting pushed back. Like, originally, it should have been, like, next Wednesday, but with all the snow and everything, I just can't get everything. I gotta get my lot cleared again, and I can't get in and out of there like the way I need to. Well,
there you go. Breaking news.
The root beer stand will be open on March 3rd.
What are your hours?
Hours. 11 to 8 Monday through Saturday and 12 to 8 on Sunday.
So do you want me there that night?
Do I want you there that
night? I'll be there to eat. But with the radio presence like last year.
I mean, if you want to come, you can come. Totally up to you.
No, I don't want to come and like impede what you're doing.
Oh, you won't impede what I'm doing.
Okay. We're going to have some heat right this time.
I will have heat.
I mean, it might be a warm night. Let's all
hope. We're looking at 40s next week. So, yeah.
But we'll have some fun.
Well, not 40s. It's like I'm rounding it up to 40.
We'll do a live broadcast on that day.
Yeah, March 3rd.
March the 3rd.
I was really hoping I could open earlier, but we have a couple things. It's just delayed a little bit, and hey, whatever. We stayed open later last year anyway, so.
This year should be a lot of fun because I've got all the kinks figured out. Last year I was going in blind. I'd never even been in the lobby.
I mean, sometimes blind is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it was.
It was cold last year.
I know. Ellen ended up getting yelled at.
I'll have to invite Mary Ellen. You know, I would feel bad if I didn't invite her.
You can invite her, but honestly, like, dress her for the weather.
Yeah.
It's cold.
I don't dress Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen's probably listening. She listens to this show. She's probably sitting at home now saying, that girl just implied that somebody should dress me in the morning.
Not at all.
Mary Ellen, I apologize on behalf of everybody.
No.
March 3rd, free your night up. I'll be over and we'll go out and have fun.
That is not what I meant. She remembers how cold it was. I'm sure of it.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Well, how could you forget? It's a traumatic event for all of us.
And I stand in that traumatic event for like almost 2 months while we're open. We sacrifice for the people while it's freezing outside.
Well, I'm sure Sean will be there. He's always in for that. And, you know, Angie, I'm sure, will be there. So we'll have a whole... I might bring somebody, like a surprise. You know, Mary, that's a good group, but we'll throw somebody else in there.
I'm going to have to bring more bar stools.
What are you having, Scott?
That night?
Yeah, what are you going to eat?
Well, I don't know yet.
Shredded chicken?
Well, that's my thing, but you won't name the sandwich after me, so I'm a little on the whole thing.
The shredded chicken's already named after someone.
Well, what can I get named after me? Like a free bag of Fritos or something. Anything.
No, I think it need to be like Abby's fried pickles because I cannot wait to have fried pickles.
Shove the fried pickles. You know, oh no, but I might go with the. Now, what do you call it? Is it chili or Coney dog? Because I've heard Coney. There's some controversy on the beans.
I bought the business and it was already called a Coney dog. I don't know why.
Well, the beans then. We're going to have to check the bean situation that night.
If you want extra beans, ask for extra beans. If you don't want any beans, then ask us to pick out
the
beans.
I don't want any beans, but yet now I'm afraid you're going to be in there picking out
no,
my beans.
No, what we do is I scoop the Coney, and I get a nice, clean plastic fork, and I take the fork, and I
pick it out. And then one day, very soon after that, on a kind of a not busy time,
yes.
I'm going to come over and work the mic for an hour.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
People will be nice and annoyed by that.
Oh, man.
As long as it's not during lunch.
That's
lunch, people get mad.
No, we don't want to do it during a busy time. And then you're going to give those 10 people a free root beer. Because somebody will go out and tell them that this was not a joke, but it's not normal.
Depending on how mad they are, it can range from
a
16-ounce root beer to a half gallon.
I'm not trying to tick people off. I'm just saying they should know that it's not serious. I'll take the orders.
The answer to a lot of things is ask them if they want a free half gallon.
Well, there you go.
Hey, people love free stuff.
Listen, when I tell people I'm going to be there, you have to shut the roads down. It'll be a whole new busy time. Oh. You'll have to shut the roads down.
I know.
I'm a celebrity there.
After the publicity I got this week. Whew.
We got Scott Spears, Mary Ellen. I'm telling you.
I'll bring Mary Ellen back in there. It'll be a big thing. Now, what'd you do for Valentine's Day? That was the conversation last week. Valentine's Day was Sunday, wasn't it?
Was it?
I believe it was.
Was it just this past?
I guess we know what you did for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we
nothing.
We did. Yeah, you and the new marriage.
I went for a walk.
What'd you do?
We woke up. We had Saturday night. All the boys had friends day, so we had 9 boys in the house Saturday or Sunday morning. We have 5, so we added 4. So I made heart-shaped pancakes.
You had more kids since I saw you last?
She said 4.
That's why you need the Botox. It's very quick.
Well, you know, so we had 8 of them teenagers. So we had 8 high school teenage boys plus my little one. And we made heart-shaped pancakes for breakfast and heart-shaped chocolate muffins. And then they kind of hung out all day because it was cold and yucky. And then we didn't really do anything. We made the TikTok pasta for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My stepson wanted to make pasta for dinner, so we did that. And had a glass of wine and watched TV.
Didn't Steve go? He went somewhere.
He worked. Yeah, for a little bit.
Because of the weather coming in, he had to work on Sunday.
He had 2
cases.
He was,
like, trying to beat the weather system from. Abby brought me a tea.
I took her tea. And cakes. Like
cakes. Yes. Little heart-shaped cakes. And my dog ate one. My dog ate Casey's.
Did you get the stuff I sent over to your house?
You didn't.
I did.
Full of baloney.
No, I sent it over.
Okay. You're so full of baloney.
I was busy
baloney
that day, so I had to,
I went for a walk. That's the night I went for a walk on Valentine's Day by myself in the cold and dark, and it was a great Valentine's Day compared to 2 years ago.
What happened 2 years ago?
It just keeps getting better.
That can't be disclosed right now. But I would much rather go for a walk in the dark by myself.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With potential of being kidnapped.
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
I said potentially.
Oh.
See, that's the difference. You're a guy, and you don't think that way when you go out for a walk in the dark. Mm-hmm. But females do.
If you didn't get the Botox, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
So you're saying
I would not
be kidnap worthy or cute enough to get kidnapped.
I'm just saying either one of you, I think, you know, like 10 minutes in the car after picking you up, they'd be rethinking this.
Oh, for sure. I would just probably, act a little crazy. Yeah. You're supposed to.
What was your address again? Let's go back there.
You should act a little crazy. I mean, you should just make it known you're crazy from the get-go when someone tries to.
I don't think it's an act.
Okay. Whatever.
You're so nice today, Scott.
Thanks. I brought you all kinds of goodies.
No, I'm just trying to be nice and you know, generous and honest.
You do for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Well, it was a day. Just like any other day.
Oh, no. Really?
Really?
So yeah. It wasn't exciting.
Every day in my life's exciting.
I'm going to have to call into the night show and ask.
Right. We're supposed to spill our guts, but you can't tell us.
See, that's the difference between guests moderator.
I'll just call into the show tonight and ask what you guys did for
Valentine's
Day.
Listen, tonight, people are going to want to listen because from 8 to 10, we're going to open up with a note that I got. And I think this is the best note ever.
Right.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Such a good note.
Stay tuned for this.
Yeah. I'll look. Sometimes, you know what? Like Friday nights, for some reason, I'm tired, so I'll be listening, and then I'll like doze off, and then I'll wake back up and doze off. It has nothing to do with you. I just, and then I'll be like, it's almost over. And I message you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
I like your Friday night shows.
People have come to really enjoy them, from what I hear.
Yeah, they're pretty good now.
In the past, there were some problems there.
Well, yeah. Angie's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Angie does a good job. She remembers Abby's name.
Well, you know what happened? But this is the truth of the matter, is that you were listening when I missaid Abby's name. Right. But you weren't even here, because sometimes I think you think I do it on purpose when you're here. I did it that night totally subconsciously.
Yeah, you did.
It's all bad. There's really no good excuse.
Yeah, but I don't know why.
You couldn't remember the person that made you blueberry dumplings.
Well, you know,
right?
Was it? See, now I would have said pancakes, but it was dumplings. You're right.
Oh my goodness! It's what you wanted. Those were so good too.
And have I not praised you ridiculously about that?
Listen,
since
you're
then?
The one with the birthday coming up here, not
that's
me.
Right.
Right, and I have praised you heavy for the blueberry dumplings. I thought that was because, as I said, I'll shorten the story up. That morning on the show is when I brought that up. And by the time I saw you at like 1:30, you had already done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very impressive. And they were good.
Well, it was your, I love
they
birthdays.
Were really good. Those were good.
They were
right.
Good. I made them for my kids at work and they loved them.
So there you go. So that's high praise. So you have to take the negative with the praise. Now the whole gravy situation. Oh.
I mean, it was good. Whether or not it was your cup of tea, it was still good.
It may have been.
Right.
But it just, I remember coming down the hallway and it just stunk.
Oh,
and it was
like,
awful.
Just stop.
It did stink.
It didn't stink. Everybody liked
the
it.
The gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You didn't smell it?
I like gravy.
It was wafting down the hallway.
I think gravy's good.
It's your birthday, so
you don't like them. What I is did it what that they eat? What is it that they put gravy on the fries in Canada? Or what's it called? It's called something. You know, gravy.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Do you not
about.
Like any gravy?
Not really.
Uh-huh.
No. Like, the only type I would ever eat would be, like, sometimes, like, a little dab of it that you would get from, like, Lee's if I was going to dip a biscuit. And I'm not a mashed potato person, so it's really a rare occasion that I would do any of this.
Poutine. I can't remember it.
Yeah, that's thing.
Now, what is that?
Poutine. It's like they make certain gravies and they put them on french fries.
Mm-mm.
Have you never dipped french fries in
that's,
gravy?
That's heart food there.
That's good.
That's good for your ticker.
You know, I really like anything to eat besides I don't like canned tuna.
Oh, I love canned tuna.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's the only seafood I can eat.
See, we're not agreeing on this, Scott.
Well, yeah, we have. Oh, you weren't here for that discussion.
I make really good tuna salad.
I disagree.
Did she hear what I said at all there?
I wasn't here for that conversation.
I think she blacked out there for a second.
I didn't hear a conversation.
She's got to look at her phone for now before when I have to leave here in about 10
right.
minutes.
Oh, man.
You said you don't like canned tuna salad. Canned tuna. And I said I make good tuna salad.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like canned tuna.
No, the discussion, and this is a good discussion to have because many people have this in their life.
Okay.
Is that you two do not disagree. But I don't believe that's because you agree on everything. That's just phony. There's no two people who agree on everything. I think what happens is you don't want to disagree with each other because you're friends, and you think I don't want to disagree with. I've seen this happen a lot with
people. No, hold on, because
we just disagreed on tuna.
Oh, that's a big heavy issue.
No, but there's been times you've texted me things, and I've been like, Michelle, no.
Suck it up, Michelle.
But that's advice. That's not an issue. Advice is different. Because everybody's advice is different.
What would we disagree on? Like, I'm confused. Because
I don't know. I've never seen it.
There's things we don't like. There's views that we don't share. Right?
Okay, well, let's get into that.
Okay.
What views don't you share?
I don't know.
I mean, just give me one right off the top of your head.
I bet we don't like the same music.
Okay.
There.
Probably true.
What do you like?
I like everything, though.
I like country music, or I like older music.
I've been anti-country music for a couple years now.
There we go. I still like her, though. It's okay with me.
Yeah, that's a big issue. That's a big groundbreaking issue to disagree on.
You don't think, how can you, you don't gravitate toward people who you share common interests? I don't think it's strange.
You and I disagree on just about everything under the sun.
You purposefully disagree with me on everything under the sun. even if you wanted to to agree with me on something, you would find a reason to disagree.
But we're still friends.
Yeah, I don't care.
But we disagree on everything.
That's okay.
Right. But I'm saying, so I disagree with your statement that you just made, that you gravitate toward people you agree with.
Did you just catch what Scott said?
No, what did I say?
We're friends.
Well, I think in the sense that I see you every 6 months or so, and we do something like
this. Caught you. Yeah. Scott said
it. It took a year to admit it.
Well, you know.
1 year.
Friends in the sense, you know how like when you get a dictionary definition of a word, you have several different definitions? Mm-hmm. You know, you're like seven or eight definitions
Do
down there.
Do people even meanings. Know what dictionaries are anymore?
Oh, sure.
I don't think so.
People your age do.
Your age, too. You're getting there. You're pretty
close. I haven't got the Botox.
Can't wait for next week.
Listen. So don't get away from the issue here. What do you disagree on? Just give me one issue.
I honestly can't think of.
That's right. This is the problem.
Because we're a lot alike.
Oh, boy.
We are a lot alike, but I can't say that. I mean, we have pretty deep conversations, and there have been times that we've disagreed on things. Yeah. But I think
those are private concerns that we can't talk about.
I don't think we disagree on major issues, but I think there's things that we disagree on.
Yeah. Totally.
Like?
Let's see. Tuna fish.
I think Michelle disagreed on some decisions I made last year and was a little surprised by them, and we talked about
that. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear about it.
We can't.
But we don't have to talk about it.
Why don't we have to talk about it?
And we expressed that, but, like, I respect the exchange.
What are they?
We talked.
Just give me one.
Nothing. because you were in the same boat as me.
Oh, yeah, I disagree that, sure.
Right, and so, but I don't, I...
But not maliciously disagree.
Exactly. I know that comes from a place of caring for both of you, and I respect your...
Yeah, I remember going, oh my God.
Right.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Yes, but we were able, like, and then you fast forward a year, and you're like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what I...
I didn't say you get it. I said she gets it.
I don't know. You know what? I can't even say what I want to say right now because I don't want to bring up that issue again. But I'm, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm just trying to be nice to you right now because I don't want to say it's not that issue. Because that's fine. People can do what they want. God bless them. But what I'm trying...
What is he talking about right now?
Okay, let me try... Oh, here. Here's the thing.
Form a sentence.
Read a podcast. Ooh.
Here's the thing. It's funny because on a day that something happened, you sent me a message that made me laugh. That was in regard to what we were just talking about. So that's all.
I don't remember.
Yep. Plead the fifth on that one now.
No, I don't.
You might not, but it was the morning of because I didn't know that was going on. But not that I should.
Oh, the most recent.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was it.
Nobody knew that was going on.
Right. What
it Abby was, didn't even know.
No. Why would you?
You know, these things.
Listen,
love is in the air.
But right. Then you spread. But you always wish the best of intentions, even if you disagree or have disagreed or whatever.
Absolutely
right.
We say good luck.
See, that's the thing. So we can respectfully disagree on things, but we always wish the best for each other.
She's there for support. Like in the same thing. If she did something that I didn't agree with, it wouldn't be like. Unfriend her. You're just there if she needs you.
Oh, I don't unfriend people.
What do you just block them? Ghost them is what you do. Ghost them.
I don't know that those people were ever friends. To be honest, if I am
Scott, I cannot go there.
No, if I am really ghosting somebody, I probably really didn't like them all that much to begin with.
BS.
Well, no, I don't think that's true.
How can you say that you was not a friend that you ghosted?
Why would you ghost somebody you thought was a friend.
You were definitely conflicted during that whole time period, though. I will say that.
I was conflicted on when to ghost.
When you talk to someone.
Because you would ask advice.
Mm-hmm. No, what I would do was, I would say, this is insane. Why would anybody do this? That's not advice. That's more just, why? I'm curious about a lot of things. Yeah. I'm curious why, sometimes curiosity gets taken as you objecting. To something. Mm-hmm. When really it's just curiosity.
Right.
Like you're just asking. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that? Why'd you do that? And people take that as negative.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes to me.
Absolutely.
A certain person I'm around. Any kind of question. It's like in a negative way instead of, no, I'm just actually asking. Like, I really don't know.
But I mean, really, anything that's a life, kids are a big one. Like, if you are disciplining your kid in a certain way and somebody maybe just curious to go, you know, why do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking you're questioning what they have done mm-hmm. when you're really not. You're right. Just asking.
True. True story.
Like that's a big discussion between corporal punishment and non-corporal punishment. Mm-hmm. Should you use it? Should mm-hmm. you not? Now, usually when that happens, when I see somebody using it, I'll just ask them why. Now, a lot of people think that I'm saying you shouldn't use it. But what I'm saying, I'm just curious why you do.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. But that's,
I think kids, I think parent, when people are really touchy about people asking about their parenting methods.
I think people are touchy about anything that has to do with anything personal.
Yeah.
Now, if I ask you why you got Botox, see, that's not... I'm just curious. But then I've seen you guys' faces. So I'm really not all that curious. But,
You also asked me why I go to the gym.
Just living my life, Scott. Just living my life.
I mean, you ask why do you go to the gym? Why
right, because immediately it's to pick up people for, like, dates.
No, 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 no. I'm just saying, if people are pretending like that doesn't go on, that's a little false.
Oh, I'm sure it goes on, but that's not why I go to the gym.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying to pretend like that's not what people are doing there. That's just not true.
Like people that go to the grocery store to try to pick people up.
They might, but they're not wearing tight clothes and snapping selfies in the mirrors.
I see people in tight clothes at the grocery store in the summer.
Not like this.
They're usually coming from the gym.
Right.
And you know, these posts that people put up are so generic and oh, see, you're missing the fun.
I know. I gotta go.
They're so generic and phony, too. You know, they're like, oh, look at all the progress I've made. Well, you just want somebody to comment on there and go, yeah, you look great.
I agree. Because who really wants to post a before? Not me.
Well, no, but who wants to post an after?
No. But that's not my thing, so I get it. But yeah.
Right. I mean, what are you inviting there? Michelle's leaving.
I'm leaving.
You're leaving.
Bye.
Yes, see you. Enjoy. You say you'll call in tonight. I don't think you will, but maybe we'll hear from you tonight. Asleep. You will not be asleep. Dial the phone. More Botox?
Nope.
No?
I'm not even telling you this one.
Oh, no. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Nope.
Enjoy. Have fun. Okay. It's not good to keep secrets.
I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care.
You don't tell me. You won't even tell me what you did on Sunday, so why would I tell you any secrets?
I told you. I had a normal day.
Not true.
Got up, did things, went to bed.
We'll ask Angie.
Yeah, well, you can ask Angie.
Uh-huh. She's way too sweet for you.
Well, you think?
I do.
You think that I am not a nice person?
I think that you are.
Well, there you go. So you just contradicted yourself.
Mm-hmm. She's a good one.
See, I think this is interesting, because this is the first time you and I have been alone in a long time. We used to spend a lot of time alone.
Not awkward, Scott. Not awkward at all.
You think this is awkward?
No.
No?
Just got there for a second, though, right?
Did it?
Maybe.
Well, it's a little bit, because we used to spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah.
At the school.
Right.
And it's been a while now.
I mean, and when you say alone, that's also with, like, you know, say 8 kids there. So.
No. I'm talking about, like, in the beginning of that program,
there wasn't
a lot going on.
Right.
And there was a lot of time in the office room where kids were not in there. So there was a lot of alone time.
Yeah, we had a lot of time to talk.
It's not like we were bonding, but it was alone.
It was, yeah.
It was usually no, did you think it was awkward?
No, I said that wasn't awkward.
No, it was usually arguing.
No, it wasn't.
It was just a lot of disagreements.
You getting to know me. Me getting to know you.
I still say, you know, I have seen you now. Now, see, at the time, I could not judge because I didn't know you from anybody.
Yeah.
I had never met you in my life.
So what were those first thoughts when I was, like, doing things and preparing and getting ready for what I didn't even know, because I didn't even know what I was doing half the time?
Well, hold on. I want to say that we can come back to that. We got 15 minutes.
Okay.
Here's what happened. Because you very early, now it wasn't the first day, but it was during the first week. And it's not like we were spending 8 hours a day together. So it happened very quick.
It wasn't the first week because Michelle was already there.
No, she was not there that day.
She wasn't there that day, but she'd already been in. And she didn't come for the first little bit. Because she was subbing and still at Stewart's.
I don't know. In any event, very early, you were showing me things about your what you were going through at that time.
Sure.
Personal life and private life.
It wasn't private anyway because I wrote about it. Like, it was
right, but I didn't know that.
It was out there. I mean,
I had no idea. So, because I'd never met you. Sure. And I thought, well, she must just be this open with everybody because, you know, some of it was pretty heavy stuff. And you had sure. to direct me to it. I didn't even know your last name probably at that point.
What do you mean? Yes, I probably did.
Well, probably. I mean, but I would have to, like, search it out.
You're so, whatever. You would have known my last name.
I had never met you. You know, they just told me to go there that day. They said, go there. She'll be there.
I kind of got the same direction.
Yeah, that so was about that it.
It was about the same direction.
It wasn't this, who it is, nothing.
Right.
So, but within a short amount of period of time, you were it really clicked quick.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty much this.
It was.
Yeah.
It was okay.
So, but then I've seen you with other people in that particular situation after knowing you now mm-hmm. over a year. And you aren't like that. That mm-hmm. doesn't seem to you. Matter of fact, you seem more withdrawn. A little more phony with people in person.
Stop it.
Well, yeah, but I don't know what you call it.
I'm pretty genuine. Like, you kind of get
genuine,
what you get.
Not phony in that you put a phony personality out.
Yeah.
Phony in that, I mean, you're not going to open up everything and just here it is and here's my life and...
Yeah, I mean, I think right off the bat, I mean, and we've talked about it before, like, even you and I or Michelle and, you know, the two of you or the
and
three
I never
of
met
us,
her either.
I think there was just an instant... comfort or bond or connection, I think. I don't know. We've talked about that before.
It worked.
It did work. It does work.
But I don't think I realized at the time that it was unique. I think it now, though.
Yeah. I agree. It took a minute.
Yeah.
But I knew. Like, I felt... It's not very often that you sit down with someone and feel, like, that comfortable. I don't have that a lot. So, I mean, I'm
That's
an open
what I'm
book.
Saying.
You know, I'll talk to anybody. I'm very easy to talk to and get along with, but I will... But yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
Okay, so that's all I was saying.
But I'm not phony. Like, I'm pretty genuine.
Not phony. I'm just saying you don't... I mean, there was no way... I didn't go home and Google you.
I bet you did.
I did not. I didn't even... How long was it before we were even friends on Facebook?
Yeah, it was a while.
Long time.
It was, probably.
So, you know, I knew nothing. And
you
were... But clearly, I knew things quickly because you said them.
Sure.
Yeah. So that's what was unique.
It was unique. It is unique. And it's fun.
And it is fun. Now, what do you want to ask now? Now that we got through that?
I don't know. I forget now.
You said something.
Oh, yeah. So what did you think? Like, you said, I was so open right away. And you share, but you're not as open as what Michelle and I would be, I think, with us. Even though you're comfortable enough to, it's just not your thing.
With anybody.
Right. I mean, I think you share more with us than what you might other people that just sit down and talk to you.
Well, but you know, that's probably a childhood thing.
Sure.
Not a trauma. It's just a child. I have thought about this. My family was not demonstrative. Good family. Always had good Halloweens, good mm-hmm. Christmases, good Thanksgivings, good birthdays. Parents were married. You know,
sure.
Not a divorce. I didn't have that. But went to college. I had a good childhood, mm-hmm. good life. But we were not, you know, we didn't use the L word with each other. There wasn't hugging and kissing. There wasn't that.
It's so strange to me.
It just didn't happen.
I mean, like, even now with Mike, I grew up with that. My parents were divorced and both remarried, but I had, you know, a good relationship. You know, I lived mostly with my mom and stepdad, you know, growing up, but I was with my dad. And, he was very loving even then, even now. My mom, my stepdad has passed away, but he was very loving. I had all that. You didn't leave without saying I love you. You didn't, you know, you went to bed and gave hugs and kisses goodnight. Like, that was a thing.
No, see, my people didn't do that.
Really?
Now, but it wasn't, I mean, you always knew you were safe and protected and
sure.
all that. It's not that you knew they didn't. You just didn't say it. And you didn't...
That's different. I've heard people... I mean, I can't imagine... Even with my kids, I'm... You know, my son's 18 years old. Like, last night, he came in the door, and he was going to his room, and I asked him to bring me something from the kitchen, and I said, and I'll take a hug with it, too. Like, you know... Like,
yeah, see, that doesn't
happen.
I can't
imagine... Like, that was... But I do... Yeah, that's strange.
Like, you know, because every so often now, I will bring up... because she'll call in sometimes my mom on this mm-hmm. show. You know... there are weeks where I don't talk to her. There have probably been months where I didn't talk to her. And we live in the same area, and we don't have, like, bad blood.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
My mom has called me twice since I've sat here.
See?
And I had to send her a message and say, I'm at the radio station. She's in Florida, so she didn't know, but yeah.
It's different. And my mom hates when I say this, because sometimes it'll get back to her, and then I will get a phone call and say, why do you say stuff like that? People think we're not close.
But you're both comfortable with that once every couple weeks conversation. It's not that she I mean, she doesn't feel that you're not close, and you don't feel that you're not close.
No.
It's just the relationship that you have.
Right. She'll call me up and say, why don't you call me? Now, what does that mean?
That's a mom thing to say.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, you didn't call me either.
Right. Right. It's a mom thing.
Yeah. So, and you know, I have a grandfather who I've talked about. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him in who knows at this point.
That's sad, but I get it.
But it's okay.
Right.
And you know what? He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I know he is because I'll talk to him on the phone.
Right.
But that's the dynamic of how my family always has been. It's not, you know, touchy-feely. It's not demonstrative. It's not that thing.
See, it's just like we were very, I mean, if my grandfather were alive right now, I would still go to his house and crawl right up on his lap. Like, it's just totally different. You know what I mean? Like, that's how
my grandpa's along in years now. I don't know.
I would do it. I don't care. Like, that's just how we were.
I don't know. I don't know if he'd be for that.
Well, I mean, maybe not with you, but.
No, not with, I don't think with anybody at this point. I don't think anybody at the van.
I was my grandpa's girl, so he would totally expect that.
I think grandpa's past the age where anybody's going to be sitting on his lap.
Well, that makes me sad that grandparents haven't gotten to see grandchildren, and I've struggled with that. Mine have all passed, but, like, just the thought of it, I can't imagine not being able to see.
Well, he had the COVID.
That's so
But
sad.
He survived.
That's amazing. That's good.
Yeah, so it's good. But, the first impressions of you, was that where this started?
Right, so that's what I said. So here you have me that you barely know. In the beginning, though, neither one of us knew what we were doing there. I had very little direction. I had packages coming every day to, like, unload of, I don't even know what stuff.
Yeah, but do you think that was, see, I mean, it was, I think eventually it turned out fine.
It was, but I mean, for the first couple of weeks, it was strange.
Yeah, but that's, I think one of the reasons, it really, not that work wasn't going on.
Oh, yeah.
But there was, it was really much more in the midst of work, personal.
Sure. I mean, when doing, like I said, when with the deliveries and things we had to prepare for, there was a lot of non-work conversation that could happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, in that's what I'm saying. So, yeah. But no, I had never met you. I had never met Michelle. The first time I met Michelle, and I do like this story, because she had just stopped in that day, like right at the end at the ship. And you were not leaving at that time, but I was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I had spent like 10 minutes with her at this point. Mm-hmm. Just, hello, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're walking out. Now, by the time we got from the classroom to the last door, we ended up standing inside the last door for 45 minutes and talked about everything. And it was like I had known her forever.
Right, right.
That was very strange. It was a very strange occurrence.
Yeah.
But it worked. It never went back the other way.
Right, I agree. So what did you think? Were you like, man, she's like crazy?
You know, the first time I met you, you'll take this bad, but the first time you will, but the first time I met you within the first few minutes, I thought, she's trying hard to present like she knows what's going on here.
I think I said many times, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
But you seemed stressed. Like, you seemed, you seemed to me... How do I put this in an interesting way?
Oh, gosh.
No, you seemed like, I don't know what's going on, but I can't let him know that I totally don't know what's going on.
I mean, maybe that was my mindset, but I definitely said to you many times, like, I don't even know what we're supposed to be doing. Because it was one of those jobs that had never been there before. So it was a new job. There was no one to go ask, like, what exactly am I supposed to be doing? So I had little direction, very little to share with you. You know, until the first few weeks in, so it was kind of like, you know, figuring it out, I guess.
But you know what? The first day I do remember that I sat at a table and I kept thinking, is somebody going to ask me to do anything?
I know.
As I'm sitting here. But I also knew that, you know, but a conversation was going on.
Yeah, right.
So that was okay.
Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, even if, I don't know, maybe you felt like it was awkward. And
I didn't think it was awkward.
Yeah, I didn't really.
I thought that you felt awkward.
I think it was awkward because, yes, I have you sitting there who I would love to give some direction to, but I don't even have any direction to give you. I don't even know what to tell you what to do.
Well, you can't. I'll tell you, here's what was going through my mind in that particular day. Because you kept saying, well, you can go home.
Well, yeah, because we didn't have anything to do. I mean, right.
And I kept thinking, I drove over here.
Uh-huh.
Now, wait a second.
But what I was like, what was I going to tell you to do? That was the thing. I felt
I don't know.
I didn't want you wasting your time.
Oh, too late. I was already there.
To be there. What, you know, if you would answer your cell phone if I tried to call you.
Well, that's never changed.
That. Right. No, I know.
That's never changed.
I know.
That never went anywhere.
I know.
But so, that, yeah, that's probably what the first impression was. It was never a bad impression.
Yeah.
Have we ever really had an argument?
No, I don't think so.
A real argument.
No, I don't think so. I think that's what I've told you before. I'm like, people think when you say these things, like, about myself, you know, you're talking about me or this dynamic, and I think they really think that I'm, like, this bad person. I'm like, Scott, you have to tell them, like, that's just our relationship. We banter. Like, I poke you, and, you know, you poke back.
But you did, there was a time, now, it wasn't an argument, because we weren't even in the same room when it happened, but there was one time you did get really perturbed with me, honestly, and I did not realize it, and I thought it was about something because you started acting different toward me, and it lasted for like a month and a half, and then you finally went back and admitted, yes, I was ticked off that you did that, and
I know I remember the time, but yes, I don't remember what we said.
I don't remember what it is either, so I can't finish the story of what the thing was, but I remember doing something, and I remember you, I thought you got ticked, and then you did for like a month and a half act very funny toward me, and then in the end you finally did come back and say, yes, that really did tick me off.
I do remember, but and this was like in the last spring, maybe
it was during the pandemic, because we weren't seeing each other every day,
right? And I cannot remember for the life of me what it was,
but it was something. Did something that really got under your skin one day, and but you lied about it, because when I asked you about it, you said no,
right? And that's because I have to, like, I can't react on emotion. Like, I have to think it through. I'm not if I do, it's just not good. Like, that's my way of processing.
I wish I could remember what that was.
I know. Why can't I? I feel like I should, because clearly it did bother me, but I don't remember exactly what you said.
I really don't. And it's not just a radio thing. I would tell you. I really don't remember, but I just remember it happening, and then later that day, you said something odd, and I thought, oh, that probably ticked her off. and I asked you, and you, oh, no.
Yes, I have to process, and I'm going to think of it later.
Yeah, think of it.
I know.
Because I'm still trying to figure out why that ticked you off. I understand why, whatever it was. It
had to be something personal, because it's the only thing I ever really
I say horrible personal things to you all the time.
I know, you're right.
So I don't know why that thing was particularly bad. I know it didn't involve your kids. I would never do that.
No,
your kids.
You've always been very sweet to my kids.
Well, I like
kids. Yeah, they really get a kick out of it. So, just not long ago, what was it? You were talking about Case, and I was taking him to school that day, and I had, of course, the radio on, and he was like so excited that you had said his name. And
I'll tell you, one of my favorite, people think that this is a bad story, but I like this story, so I'm going to tell it in our last 3 minutes, is that you are Luke Rogers from the River Valley football team. You're his mother.
Yes.
And you have obviously been in here a lot. And he came in because big footballs. He really was this past season.
He was. He had a great season.
Great season. Very, very, very cool kid. Mm. And he came in to do an interview, and he did a great interview, but you sat on the couch the entire time.
He wanted me to.
Which is fine. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not objecting to that at all. But there was one point during the interview, because I say bad stuff to you all the time. That's just our relationship.
Right.
And during the interview, I had said something to you that was a little, I'm sure it was bad. And I remember he looked at me, and whether he remembers it or not, he looked at me like, how could you say that to my mother? And I thought to myself, oh, you know, he probably doesn't witness me talking to her like that, and probably did take it seriously.
You know, when you have three boys, and it's pretty much been the three of us, they get a little protective sometimes.
Well, that's why I like that story, because it showed that they are protective of you, and I thought, oh, good.
Oh,
that's
that,
good.
That makes me laugh. I remember you said that, because I don't remember what you said, but you said to me later, like,
oh, he did.
Because I couldn't see his face, of course.
His face totally changed toward me in that moment.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed that.
That's a nice thing.
It is, yeah.
And what a season that was. Now, as a parent, that had to be a highlight.
It was awesome. I mean, I expected him to turn it up. He had a great season last year, but, you know, he kind of went this year, but as soon as they found out he was going to have a season, it was like, I've got nothing to lose. You know, this is my year. I'm going to do it. And those boys that he's played ball with from fourth grade, you know, they were seniors. They've grown up. They're more like brothers. They can read each other like any, you know, they're at the house all the time. They're always together. And they just went out there and killed it. They did exactly what they wanted to do.
He broke records.
He did.
I mean, let's not be modest here. He broke records.
He did.
School records. How long has River Valley been around?
So what's interesting was he broke a record of a guy that I graduated with. So the two records that he broke, or at least one of them, were from him. So it's been, you know, I graduated 23 years ago. So it was a record that was that long, which I thought was super cool. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you broke a record of this guy that was my class.
But you also have to say a record is something that's there since the beginning of the school.
Sure.
So currently he holds something that has been there for at least 60, 70 years.
I mean, it'll be a hard one to break, I think. And the cool thing about it was he did it in three quarters, less than three quarters. He played two whole quarters and like 56 seconds of the third quarter. So
and
pretty cool.
And your other two kids are just incredibly smart and funny.
Amazing.
and great to be around.
They're good kids.
Yeah, so there would never be anything about them. We're about out of time, but I do not remember what the thing was that you got. But it's the only time in the entire time that we've known each other where things got weird for a moment.
Yeah, I agree. And I know I thought, well, I'm just going to, I think in my head I thought, okay, he doesn't mean anything by it, so I'm just going to have to, like, let it
Haven't you
roll
learned
off.
That, no, though, by now?
I do. I do.
You know, 99% of the things I say are not to be taken seriously.
Right. Yes.
Unless,
I do know that
I
now.
Mean, you know when somebody's serious and when somebody's right. not. But now, Michelle and I don't think have ever been on the outs because she's just incredibly nice.
Right.
I know how to push your buttons.
And you do. Right.
Yes.
And that's the thing. Michelle doesn't really have buttons.
No.
You know.
No. No, I wouldn't even know what they would be.
Yeah.
You know. So that's what it's been. But it'll continue to be a lot of fun.
It will. This has been fun.
This has been fun today. So don't forget to tune in tonight. We are going to start with this letter, which is going to... I'm not going to say who wrote it. Well, matter of fact, I don't even think I have the last name of the person who wrote it. But we're going to start with it because it's an interesting, entertaining letter, and it'll be a good topic of discussion, amongst other things, tonight from 8 to 10 on this station. An encore episode of Charlie Evers is coming up at 1:10 today, and that's how it'll be.
Nice.
And we now know that the Root Beer Stand Stewart's will open on March the 3rd, Wednesday, March the 3rd. So stay tuned for that. For this day, for Michelle and Abby, this is Scott heading for the dugout.
On March 20th, a woman known in the camp as Queen Cleo died during childbirth. The body of both woman and child were buried in St. Mary's Cemetery. The original handmade wooden cross is still in place. The cross has no name or information on it. A few years later, a small stone was also placed on her grave.
News Force is a new kind of news organization in Marion, Ohio. Stay up to date with your local trusted source. We are NewsForce247.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio is proudly supported by Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Address 117 North Greenwood Street, Suite 5, telephone number 740-262-8810, Facebook page Mimi's Party Zone and Balloons. Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green talking about guest starring on the TV series Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And anyway, they were waiting for me. And he